AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is defending the Justice Department's partial release of the Jeffrey Epstein files. He spoke yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press. Blanche also defended the department's decision to remove several Epstein-related files from its public webpage, including a photo showing President Trump less than a day after they were posted.
You can see in that photo, there's photographs of women. And so we learned after releasing that photograph that there were concerns about those women and the fact that we had put that photo up. So we pulled that photo down. It has nothing to do with President Trump. There are dozens of photos of President Trump already released to the public, seeing him with Mr. Epstein.
Audio courtesy, NBC's Meet the Press. In other news, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the Coast Guard is pursuing another tanker it says is helping Venezuela skirt sanctions.
The U.S. Coast Guard was in pursuit of another sanctioned oil tanker in the Caribbean Sea Sunday as the Trump administration intensifies targeting the Venezuelan government. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity says it involves a sanctioned dark fleet vessel flying a false flag, part of Venezuela's illegal sanctions evasion, and that it was under a judicial seizure order. This comes a day after the Trump administration seized a tanker called Centuries. They say it was a falsely flagged vessel operating as part of the Venezuelan shadow fleet to traffic stolen oil. On December 10th, the tanker, the Skipper, was seized by the U.S. as well. President Trump demanding Venezuela return assets that it seized from U.S. oil companies years ago. President Maduro hitting back, saying Venezuela is ready to accelerate the pace of our deep revolution. I'm Julie Walker.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Investigators say a Russian general was killed in southern Moscow when an explosive device detonated under his car. It was not immediately clear who was behind the Monday attack. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on today's drawing of the fifth largest jackpot in U.S. history.
The latest Powerball jackpot is an estimated $1.6 billion, making it one of the largest lottery prizes in U.S. history. No ticket matched all six winning numbers on Saturday. That sets up the fifth largest U.S. jackpot ever for Monday's drawing. The odds of winning the huge jackpot, 1 in 292.2 million, according to Powerball. A winning ticket holder could either receive a lump sum payment of about $735.3 million or an annuitized prize of about $1.6 billion, both before taxes. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
One of the biggest challenges of earning a degree as a military veteran is transitioning your goals and experiences to your next phase in life. National University gets it. As a veteran-founded Yellow Ribbon School, they offer post-9/11 GI Bill acceptance, dedicated military support and advising services, and credit for your military experience. That's why 30% of their students are military affiliated. NU, education that serves those who served.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.